What's up, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to 305 Radio, a part of 305 Magazine on MiamiUndergroundRadio.com. I'm your girl, Dre Mauve, and you can find me on the gram at 305_Brownie.
And what's good? Yo, this is George, 305 Magazine, at 305 Magazine, or at Struck 305.
Shout out to Will, by the way. Shout
out to Will. Yo, Will, man, we 20-something episodes in. Yo, Will, he went MIA. No, we kidding.
He's doing big things. He's doing big things.
Shout out to Will. If you want to follow the photographer that we work with and the photographer for the next issue of 305 Magazine, his name's William Livesay. His handle on IG is at... LMG_Willy with two L's.
And a Y.
And a Y.
At the end.
But on to other things. Today's episode, what are we, 22, 23?
Who knows? Lost count. Whatever.
Man, but today we have the curator of Esquina de Abuela.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Fabian
Martinez.
Yeah,
yeah.
Welcome to the show.
He's got the best glasses in the world right now. Don't text and drive.
Don't text and drive.
No, if you're watching, if you're listening to us now, we're on TuneIn right now.
We're everywhere.
It's like, I don't even want to, I can't even go into it. She's like, wherever. Just shut up, keep going. I mean, for those that don't know, La Esquina de Abuela is
a magical place.
It's a magical place. That's the way it was introduced to me. No lie. She told me that over, she couldn't explain it to me. She just said, listen, it's magical. You need to go. And yo, it definitely is. It's a beautiful place. It's small property. Well, it's not a small property at all. It's in the middle of Hialeah?
Alapata.
So it's in Alapata. When you get there, this crib has been turned into like just a piece of artwork from the moment you walk in. From the wall, from the fence, the gates, to the pottery. Like you have a car next to the gate that's all arted up. And like, yeah. I guess they did artwork on it or whatnot. And then the whole house has graffiti. Yeah. Or pieces, or however you want to talk about it, man. Tell me a little bit about this, man. Introduce yourself. Tell me.
Well, what's up? My name is Fabian Martinez. My handle is Hi_Aaliyah.
Hi_Aaliyah.
Hi_Aaliyah in the house. Hi_Aaliyah Chico. So, yeah. I'm an immigrant. I'm Hi_Aaliyah. And I had an opportunity to get my grandmother's property and turn it into something. I think right now marks 2 years from my first graffiti piece. At this point, I think we have about, I think today makes 29. Atomic dropped a piece today. So that makes the 29th artist has put a piece at my grandma's old property, which I've turned into like a dope spot for artists to get together. I mean, it started off with graffiti artists, so I'm very thankful to them, and they always have a home at the spot, at Esquina de Abuela. And then now we've been bringing a lot of musicians over and letting them do their things, people to do poetry, spoken words, comedians, women empowerment. So for me, it's just a blessing for me to let go of my profession and jump into this like 3.5 years ago. And yeah, man, I feel blessed to be surrounded by so many positive people in Miami and Broward and international people getting together to create art, to create synergy, to create a positive movement. So yeah, I think I will.
That is really cool, man.
Fabian, tell us a little bit about the history as far as your grandmother, why you called it Esquina de Abuela, and just what exactly the place itself represents.
Yeah, I got to rock this shirt.
You can stand up and show them right there on the live feed. You got it?
Yeah. This young lady made this custom shirt for me. And as far as my grandmother, she was born in 1928. This year she just turned 90. I don't know, she grew up with 15 brothers. She grew up like a tomboy. She joined the Cuban Revolution to help Fidel overthrow Batista, believing in him like many people did. She came down from the mountains, right, as a captain. And there's not too many female captains of the Cuban Revolution. But within less than a year, she started to see the transformation of Castro going a different route than what he had promised. And then she did Contra-Revolución. So imagine, you know, she helped put him in power, and then she helped try to take him out of power and went to jail a couple of times. So that's just, imagine, that's just under 30. These are some of the things that she went through while having two kids, my uncle and my mother. Eventually, she made it to the U.S. in, I think, about 83 from Venezuela. And 3 years later, she bought this property in 86. And ever since, she just started to, you know, turn it from a house to an actual business, extended the property, made it commercial. So, you know, she was definitely a visionary, did things like way before anybody else was doing it. A hustler, you know, working all the time. She turned what Miami's trash was, picking up furnitures, you know, and reupholstering them and selling them. Mm-hmm. So from a negative, as people says, she turned it into positive. She got people's trash and she made it into an asset, and she was able to create this place. So she took the first step to get that. You know, just because she was older and my grandfather died, things started to, you know, slack. I mean, she just wouldn't let nobody take control of the property. She was trying to do it on her own. And, it, you know, the property suffered. So with violations and back taxes, I was able to acquire the property for my family and start fixing it. So that was March of 2015. It's been 3 years and about 5 months that I've been working on the property. Initially, I was thinking of fixing it to flip it. Mm-hmm. But then the longer I was in the neighborhood and I started to go to Wynwood, I said, you know what? I could just sell this property and it'll just become another building. Or I can stay here and create something that's positive for the neighborhood. And, you know,
thank you for that, man.
And that's what I've been trying to do.
And it's a magical, magical place.
I mean, and look, and you know what's great about hearing that, especially with right now in Wynwood, you have O Cinema and Wynwood Yard.
So sad, closing down.
Closing down to build a new building, an apartment.
Which I don't know who's going to live there because there's so many empty and vacant.
I'm saying that like Miami's everywhere. Full of empty property.
You want me to give you another heartbreak?
Tell me.
Wynwood Walls? Mm-hmm. It's going down. I mean, from what I heard, I think they're going to put a Citibank and a Walgreens.
Wow.
What?
So, you know, it's gentrification at its finest.
Oh my God. Well, see, that's the whole thing. In a time that we live in, Miami's just full of this kind of come up. You know what I mean? So, for one, I'm kind of surprised you took the route that you did take, and I'm grateful for it because it is a magical place.
Super magical.
But thank you. More so, being that it's a home for upcoming artists, established artists, it's a home for art. Period.
Yeah.
And you know, when you hear things like there's an opportunity to sell this property. It's not like O Cinema owned that property. They rented that property from someone.
They were forced to leave.
You know what I mean? But such a good idea, that one idea that brought together so many people and create was part of a larger culture in Wynwood, which is the reason why Wynwood is Wynwood. But let's tear it down, create an apartment and whatever. But the fact that you didn't do that is commendable, man. So,
yeah. And it's been tough, I'm telling you. Like, all those memes you ever read or things you ever hear, until you really go through it, that's when it really hits. Because I can't tell you, I don't know how many times I was ready to give up and sell. And I'm like, man, forget this idea. And nobody's paying attention. And what am I doing? I should be doing something else that's more lucrative. Like, mm-hmm. But then one thing or another, like somebody would always, a new artist would come by and somehow they would tell me how badass the place was, how thankful they were with what I was doing. And I'm like, okay, so people are appreciating this work that I put in. Mm-hmm. And then it just made me just keep on and keep on. And now like it's like you can see the light at the end of the tunnel. I see the blessings coming. And I know when they come my way, I mean, when I had nothing, if I was good to people, The more Esquina de Abuela grows and I grow, the more love is going to get shined. Because, I mean, I have really big plans for not only Alapata, but to do other things as far as taking Miami artists to other parts of the nation or other parts of the country under the Esquina de Abuela.
That is dope.
Crew, you know?
Now, tell me a little bit about the neighborhood you're in. Because, you know, when people say Alapata... Yeah.
My mom freaks every time I go to Aquino de Abuela.
Yeah, it's funny because in the beginning when I was first cleaning up the place, it looked nothing like it did now. I put in a lot of hard work to get it like this. But it was, it just seemed a lot rougher just because it didn't have any art yet and it was still kind of grungy. This young girl from Tampa moved over, a white girl from Tampa moved over that had a room for rent. And I remember her showing, like, her mom sent her some crime watch something, and it showed all the crimes that were going on in the neighborhood and murders or whatnot. So that's what people from
like,
the
look where you're at, bro.
That's what the people, yeah, like, look where you're at.
Run while you can.
Where you're like, what?
Yeah, I mean, you would think it's scary, but that young girl, you know, she stayed there, she toughed it out, and nothing ever happened to her. Like, really, nobody's ever been to my property has ever had an issue. That place is magical. It's blessed.
It is a magical.
You know, my grandma protects it. She passed away about less than 2 months ago.
Condolences.
Rest in peace. So I feel like she protects the property. Her brother that also died on the property protects the property. You know, that place is a magical place. It's safe. And that's all I ask for. Anybody that wants to come to the property, you're welcome. But come in peace. Come, you know what I'm saying? If you're depressed, we're going to make you happy. If you're happy, stay happy. I just don't want any, like, all that old school drama and bullshit.
I mean, none of that.
And violence. We don't want none of that.
Nonsense.
We don't want none of that. Bougie people, if you're bougie, this probably is not the place for you. Maybe in the future we'll do something special for you guys. But for the rest of us, this is like low-key. I came to Brickell in sandals. I'm in sandals. I got my socks on. I was going to change and put on my suit.
Dade County in the house.
I was going to put the...
Yo, I came to Brickell in sandals.
Yeah. I was going to put on my suit like Pitbull, but I'm like, nah. Let me just go the way I'm usually at home working and stuff. So came really low-key.
Man, so...
Just to keep it, you know,
warm. Yeah, so, I mean, you have... This is like an event space. It turned into an event space of sorts. So you have different small groups of people having events at your spot, like backroom sessions. Shout out to them. We had them on the show. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to most of the people that get involved in these things are because they are, you know, they're part of a band, they're part of a group. Where do you fit into all this?
Listen, I guess when I was younger, I wanted to be an artist. As you grow up, uh-huh. Your mom starts telling you dentist, doctor, starts influencing you. Eventually, I went into like what all my family does, which is business. And then eventually, I got into real estate as well. But I feel like when I started to fix this property and started to get the artists, just being around the artists, it started to like tap into that in me. Mm-hmm. So I just said, you know what? I could be surrounded by business people or artists. And try to help them with the business skills that I have. So little by little, as I'm developing my name, a place in the Miami community, I plan to help out as much as I can with the knowledge that I have, bringing, you know, those two worlds together. Now I lost my train of thought.
That it's tapping into your artistic part.
Yeah, tapping into my... So I've done a couple of installations, like my toilets. You know, not everybody loves them, but if you come to the property, you're going to see I have toilets all over the place.
He's got a row of toilets with plants coming out of them.
Yeah, not pot.
Not plants. Plants. But that's the thing. Like, you just say...
He's essing all these people, you know?
I'm saying, like, yo, I got toilets outside, kid. That's what's up. No, they're
pick a potty.
It's a pick a potty. No, but it's more like an art...
Yeah, it's like an art installation, and then I came up with one on 9/11, which I guess is, if you look on my page, it's there, which is I put an American flag on a wheelchair, and it kind of represents the state of American health, which I guess is kind of crippled right now. The health system isn't really working very well right now, so I thought that was like an artistic piece I did. And then I got an American flag, and I put it inside the dog cage. Mm-hmm. And I threw some money and some credit cards in there, and that's another piece that I might, you know, put out there for Abazo. And that's that we're kind of enslaved to money. We're kind of enslaved to credit card and debt.
Fact.
So these are just things to, you know, maybe cause your attention. No disrespect to the American flag. I'm very grateful for the opportunity it gave me, because I came to this country in 1980, the Mariel boat lift. So I left Cuba in a boat, and I arrived to Key West in a helicopter. I arrived in a helicopter, so, you know.
Con estilo.
Con estilo. You know, they saved us, and we arrived to Key West in a helicopter, to Miami, and then eventually Puerto Rico. So I got mad love for Puerto Rico. Eventually, I'll talk to you guys about something else that it's called Boricuba, which is a nonprofit that I have, which is the union of Cuba and Puerto Rico. And I want to do some things with that as well.
Okay.
But that'll be for later.
Not for later. Later on.
Yeah, yeah. For right now, Esquina de Abuela is my focus. Our Basel's around the corner. So my thing is to get, we're going to have a lot of, you know, artists come in from out of town. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we could get some of the local ones here too to do something amazing together to really show Miami off. The thing with Art Basel is you have a lot of money from out of town coming, and then they have control of what they do. And, you know,
money talks, bro.
And it's a beautiful thing. Like, it's a beautiful thing that they do what they do. But I also want to be able to do something that's really organic. This is my house. I'm inviting, you know, the local people here, international people are going to come. And to do something like chill and really representative of Miami, so.
That's dope. So that's really dope. Now, so did you ever get into music and whatnot, or it's always been?
Oh, he's gonna drop 16 right now.
Damn.
My man.
Look, right now.
You wanna drop 16 or what?
No.
I mean,
my rapping skills are negative something, but I can tell you that I feel like I always have something to say. So I am going to go ahead and get into it, you know what I'm saying, in the future.
All right. Now you're going to drop 16 now. I mean, no. you have me yeah, believing in the 16 for a second.
I just...
Man, you saw that. I've been building to this for quite some time, just for failure.
He raps.
I could take it back to like 1989.
I mean,
and then drop some like Puerto Rican, like...
I don't want no Puerto Rico.
No.
Puerto Rico. I don't need that.
No, some that's Ruben DJ. Ruben DJs.
Ruben DJs.
No, man, so, I really can't speak.
So you came out of Marien.
Yeah.
And so you got into real estate, commercial real estate, something like that.
And listen, I've done
everything and anything.
I've done so many different, anything that has to do with sales, I've done.
So now,
from timeshares to, man, I worked at Best Buy. I mean, I got kicked off a lot of jobs. I worked at Macaroni Grill. You know, I worked at.
I know that story.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I got beef with Royal Caribbean. But you know, listen. Whenever you get kicked out of a job, it's a blessing. It's a blessing because now you are free to really go out there and do what you were meant to be. You know, like, I have a little bit of studying done, and I kind of went that route, the corporate route, and I tried that for a little bit, and that didn't work. And then I got into the real estate game, and that was, you know, it's a beautiful thing, but the thing is, like, I'm just hanging out with rich people trying to make them more money.
Yeah.
You know, and that's... A lot of people could do that. You got a lot of realtors out there, but now I'm putting myself in a position where I help the people in the bottom. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it just feels so much more rewarding.
I mean, tell me a little bit about the type of events that you really have a soft spot for that you have at your spot.
Listen, anything with women empowerment, I feel, especially with Black women empowerment. You know, we have one. An event like that, it was beautiful. But since the property that used to belong to my grandmother, I feel her spirit's there, and she was a strong woman. So anything I can do that helps with women empowerment and helping the ladies out, I'm down to do that. Let me see. There's something called Change is Ours.
Shout out to Change is Ours, by the way.
Yeah. So
who's Change is Ours?
I believe they're a nonprofit as well, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, they're a nonprofit as well. Okay. Look, what I've done is I've worked with a lot of different people from the community. Mm. You know, I've worked with the Follicle, they're out of Broward, Bro Life out of Broward, backroom sessions. You know, we've done a lot of events with them, especially their Volume 8, which is a big deal. That was a beautiful event that we were able to host at the property.
You have yoga.
You know, we have yogas on
Shaktiville.
Fridays. Yeah, Shaktiville is something done by Dita. And you know, it's a beautiful event that was hosted at Clive. And then I was lucky enough that it came over to us, and we do it on Tuesdays. It's free of charge. It's just a gathering of musicians from Miami that come together to just jam. And then we have the Ra Ra Band. They're from Little Haiti, Haitian.
They're amazing.
Haitian Massive. Dope. I'm here representing. I got the Heist. This is a brother out of Alapara. He's Dominican. He's doing big things too. I mean, I just feel so blessed to be right now in a position to see all this young talent that's all over Dade County. And I just feel so blessed to be part of experiencing it and just being part of pushing them however I can for them to get to that next level.
You know, tell me a little bit about that. That's one of the things that I truly love about this city is the amount of talent there is. And it's just guys that do it for the passion. They're not trying to do things for popularity. Yeah. And I feel that's the crowd that comes to your spot. Tell me a little bit about that kind of talent that comes out.
Man, we've had even rock shows, heavy metal. You know, a lot of the hip-hop guys from all over Dade County. I don't know. It's overwhelming to tell you how much talent there is in Miami for real.
That is dope, man.
And I just wish a lot of people in Miami would. I don't think enough people realize it. You know, as soon as, you know, like somebody like Drake shows up, people are willing to drop $250 to go see him. But then we have all this local talent, and sometimes it's
$5, $10. They don't
want to
pay that.
$5, $10, and they're complaining. So that's the thing that kind of boggles my mind. But I think there's a movement. I think little by little that's going to change, and more people will start coming out to more of the shows.
Yikes. Sorry about that. But yeah, man. So
you really don't want to spit 16?
Dentro la escuela tú puedes encontrar tu futuro, tu mañana, si te pones a estudiar. Piénsalo dos veces, no cometas el error. Si te sales de la escuela será mucho peor. No será nadie en el futuro que te espera. Solo porque tú te saliste de la escuela, la escuela.
La escuela.
La escuela.
Yeah. I was like 12 or 13 in Puerto Rico, and that's how Puerto Rico rap started. It was very like positive. This is DJ Negro.
Yo, that was straight up.
I'm sorry.
You weren't expecting that.
Ruben DJ. That's like something I learned back when I was a kid. I came from Miami. I think I was behaving too bad here, so my mom sent me over there for a year. And I took my NWA tape, and I started to learn the underground Puerto Rican style.
That is good. That is dope as fuck. I completely didn't expect
George
that.
George is still in awe.
I fuck around a lot, man, but I completely didn't expect that. So you got me off guard, bro.
Damn, bro.
That shit was dope.
Bless up.
Bless up, man.
Bless up, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I hang out with a lot of Caribbean massive. Now, let me see. The other day we got Lotus Hill. Lotus Hill is another nice
shout
rapper.
Out to Lotus Hill.
He actually did, he did a little music video with some French guys from Paris. They were at the property. That was nice.
Well, you've had a lot of great artists there. Psychic Dove was out there the other day with Marquise Fair.
Oh, man, they're amazing.
They are
amazing.
They
get together. That's amazing.
Their energy is just so incredible.
All right, so.
And now there's the Haitian Massive Fane. Fane was over with his crew yesterday. They're thinking about doing also a little something there at the property. So, you know, it's amazing to have Haitians, Cubans, Colombians, Nicaraguans, Puerto Ricans, you know, and then we mix them with all these European. Like I have a lot of people that come from out of town, so I get to mix them with all this Miami flavor. And man, seriously, like sometimes it's tough. Whenever you want to do something like what I'm doing right now, it's tough, but it's so worth it at the end. You know, you get those magical moments when everything's coming together and the sun's coming out and the birds are chirping and the dogs are running around. And
I have to tell you, this place, like, I just cannot speak, you know, any more beautifully about it, just because every time I go in there, I can't leave. Like, I want to leave and I just can't. It's like a black hole that just totally sucks you in, and it's like you never want to leave. It's a magical black hole. Let's talk about the murals that you have in the place, because I know that you have international and local artists. Tell me about those pieces, and which one is, I guess, the most special one to you?
I mean, on top of that, hold on, let me add to that. Did you specifically tell them to put that one in the front?
Which one?
The Soy La Guerra.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, no, you're talking about what?
The Inca Warrior.
The Inca Warrior.
Yeah, that's...
Yo, Drea tells me, you gotta be here at sunset.
It comes alive.
What are you talking about, Drea? No, it's dope. No, stand here. You know, man,
move around, it follows you.
Just stand here at sunset. Yo, the thing is amazing.
Yeah, that's an Inca warrior. And that was done by IP Tatan. Shout out to IP Tatan over there in Ecuador. He came over and he did that piece during this last Art Basel. During this last Art Basel, I had 11 artists from around the world stay at the property.
Awesome.
So, I mean, for me, that was amazing. I was able, you know, I'm very grateful to the graffiti community because they let me in to see Art Basel from their eyes, not from, like,
you know. How different is that?
Man, it's amazing. It's amazing. It's amazing to see, like, the way the city comes alive and all the local talent mixing with the, you know, the talent from out of town, and it's nothing but love. Like, I really didn't see any drama. So I just feel very blessed to be able to get that element of hip hop into Esquina La Abuela. And, you know, little by little, we're just going to continue to add.
Esquina La Abuela.
Hip hop.
Yeah.
Esquina La Abuela.
Yeah, we got the graffiti down with 29 artists. You know, the MCing, we got MCs coming through, so we got that as well. The DJing, you know what I'm saying? We got some DJs, we need to get more DJs in there. And then the one element we're missing is B-boy, but I know that's...
We do have a lot of dancing there, though.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot, you know, you have a Fan Fest that happens every year.
Yep.
Shout out to Flipside Kings.
Yeah.
And everyone involved.
Yeah. I want to reach out to a couple of them. I know Freeze has come through. He's like an old school B-boy. Seyo. I have a guy that painted in there from Switzerland. And he started to B-boy and do graffiti in 1982 in Switzerland. Yeah. So that's like crazy. Like, how did this guy from Switzerland end up in Alapada dropping this piece? You know?
So, straight up, so how did that's this amazing. Guy end up there?
He came from 2 weeks from Switzerland. He did some dope piece over there by the train tracks. Mm-hmm. And then he dropped a piece that's one of my favorites at the property as well.
Which one is his?
The one that's all the way at the end by the
in the back.
By the plátano.
Plantain tree.
Oh, okay.
It's the little...
I took pictures of that.
La Negra kissing the little thing. And it says...
It's like blue and gray.
I have to go through my... Yeah.
So if somebody wants to go to Esquina de Abuela and they want to go check you out or check out the property, what exactly do they need to do? Do they show up? Do they DM you? Do they call you?
Yeah, I mean...
If
DM me. That's where it really all goes down.
Apparently.
If you look up location or hashtag Esquina de Abuela.
EDA.
Or high, as in high school, or the most high, underscore, H-I-G-H, underscore, and then Aaliyah, the 90s singer.
Hi, Aaliyah.
So any of those ways will get you there, and you could reach out to me. Or a really good way to do it is tomorrow, past 10 o'clock. You know, you could show up at 9 or past 10 o'clock. Dita's going to have her Shottyville. And you can
shout out to Dita Debbie, by the way.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing what she's done and the people she brings together and the flow, the energy that she brings over to the place. So I'm very thankful to her for coming to the spot. Anyway, coming to Esquina La Abuela, there's a place called the spot, so I don't call it. But shout out to them too. Listen, I got nothing but love for Alapada. Any place in Alapada that is doing something positive, like what we're doing, like, shout out to them. Like, you know, I'm really happy with Las Rosas and what they're trying to do. There is a place out there called the spot. or Renee's, you know, shout out to them too. I hope they do, you know, amazing as well. Any place that's not a Pata or any place in Dade County that wants to do something where they give an opportunity to young people to show their talents, you know what I'm saying? There is no competition. It should be all love. It should be all of us helping each other and promoting each other. So,
amen to that.
That's what I'm on. I'm not on a money tip. If I was on a money tip, I would have been sold it and living in one of these penthouses with a Maserati, traveling the world and just being another, you know, another guy.
Nice dude.
And there's nothing wrong with that. That's what you like. But I feel like I've been blessed and I've seen the worst and the best of a lot of things in life. I've had that opportunity for many different factors. I've been up and down on the food chain of life. So I know when I've been at the bottom, I've been happy with the little I had. And when I've been fortunate to have some bread, to travel to exotic places and have nice things, I was able to enjoy that too. But right now, like, since I hit a milestone in age.
How old are you?
Let's just say I was born in 76. You do the math. That was a long time ago.
So yeah, I'm close to that, so you're not that old.
No, I'm good, man. Like, I, to be honest with you, I feel 22 with 20 years of experience, you know?
There you go.
And I'm only getting started. Like, what I wasn't able to do when I was young, I'm doing it now. Mm-hmm. And I'm able to continue to feel young, being surrounded by young people or being surrounded by artists, doing all this, you know, creativity.
I know you have a lot of people, since you have a lot of artists and you have a lot of these groups doing events at your place. Where would you rank, or how would you say Miami's music scene is doing right now?
Listen, from what I'm doing, which is allowing people to come over and just display their music, I'm not really, you know, it's not a lucrative business. Right now, it's just about providing the space for people to create. excuse me. The thing is, there's so much to do in Miami, mm-hmm, that it takes a while for people to congregate all in one space. Like, if I have 50 people at the location, mm-hmm, is that a lot or a little?
Well, it depends on the location.
Yeah. It depends on you too, because you can have a place that you have 3,000 people, but how did you vibe? How did you enjoy? How were you able to listen to the artist, you know? Here you got, sure, some water. Sorry. Here you got 50 people. Here you have,
I drank from it.
Here you got 30, 50. 100 people, maybe half of them are artists. Mm-hmm. As soon as they perform, they're going to go sit down next to you. So artists and artists are able to network. Mm-hmm. You know, a fan and the artist are able to sit down together, take a picture, do. So for me, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. You know, at the level and what I'm able to do now, just to provide that, and it feels so organic.
Yeah. Okay.
So I feel blessed. And as time goes on, I'll make the place better and completely official. And then we'll take it from there. But for right now, the vibe that it has is just what I think Miami needs.
I mean, it's a dope place. And Miami needs a good place for artists. Because every music establishment that begins to pick up some momentum gets crushed one way or another. The stage...
I used to love the stage.
Incredible. Before the stage, you had, back in the day, you had Club I.O. for a minute. I.O. Lounge, you had.
Yeah, I.O. turned into Vagabond.
You have so many small spots at, you know, Wynwood Yard. Is that where they have a music space there sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
So, well, anywhere people congregate to, like you said, it's difficult to get people to congregate in one spot. But once you start getting people there, something happens and it's gone. So it's great to have a Quina de Abuela around for that, especially it's not only for music, it's not only for artists, it's not only for one thing. It's so dynamic, that property. So I think it's really dope. You know, it is magical.
It is the most magical.
Oh, let me just shout out to another place that I think is very magical. It's maybe the direction I'm kind of heading in as far as vegetation. I love what they have, which is Naomi. Naomi's Garden. It's a spot, I believe it's in Liberty City. And it's worth, you know, checking out as well.
Naomi's Garden.
Yeah. If you haven't been, it's a good place to go check out as well.
So you never hear about, yo, go to Liberty City, go to this place.
Listen, a lot of people, you know, are scared of Liberty City, or they're scared of Alapata, and they're missing out. You know, these are vibrant communities. You know, if you're not dealing with no bullshit, you're not going to catch no bullshit. You know?
Just, don't start, no.
Yeah.
I mean, that's usually the...
Respect the neighborhood. Don't come to a neighborhood and act all cocky. Just respect the neighborhood. Enjoy yourself, and then go leave.
Yeah,
you know,
we'll start no trouble.
Start no trouble. Won't be
no for anything, because those are not the neighborhoods to start trouble at. Let me just start there.
But
shout out to Hialeah, Alapata.
Every time I go to EDI, I come back, my mom's holding candles.
Yeah. Nah, it's not that bad. I mean, it's not bad at all.
I'm kidding.
No, it's always a good time when we go out there. I mean, the time I've been to Abuela, aquí en Abuela.
You're gonna be there tomorrow, right?
Nah, tomorrow. For sure. No way. I can't. I wish I could. That shit sounds dope.
Future Tuesday.
Future Tuesday. Yeah. So, in a way, you kind of answered my question, but you have all these artists coming in. You know, would it be fair to say that Miami has a weak music scene when it comes down to coming out to these events?
Oh, no. I'm just saying sometimes not that many people come out, but you know what? Right now we're in summertime. People are scared of the heat.
Oh, winter is going to be crazy.
You know, as soon as the weather gets a little bit better, you know, it's raining, so things of this nature. Once the weather gets a little bit better, I think there'll be a lot more people coming out. But as far as Miami's music scene, it's more amazing than I thought. Like Miami, I really feel Miami is going through like a renaissance, because so much talent is coming out here, a lot more than I ever thought.
Good.
And there's been people that, you know, 15 years, 10 years, 5 years in the game that I didn't even know about. Nice. You know what I'm saying? And all of a sudden now I'm getting turned on to them. And people like, there's this guy, Hialeah, Legacy.
You know, Legacy. Like, Shout out to Legacy. Homie is ill.
Yeah, this is the guy that's ill on the mic, and then he's also doing good things. So that's what I'm trying to do. Mm-hmm. You know, I want Esquina Abuela to be successful, but I want anybody that comes there to be good people and to do a little. Man, if everybody just does a little bit of good, mm-hmm. it goes a long way. And with our city, like I feel all of us should be like ambassadors to our cities. Anytime we travel, we are the face of our city. Oh, anytime man. A tourist comes by, like, you know, instead of like, you know, treating them like some punk ass tourists, just, you know, be kind to them.
Be the hostess with the mostest. Yeah,
that's what I try to do, because I mean, at Esquina, I also have now Airbnb, which is amazing because I love traveling, but right now I'm so committed to Esquina Abuela that I can't travel. Mm-hmm. So by doing Airbnb, now I have people from all over the world. Like right now I have these Lithuanians mm-hmm. in Alapata. And I had an Egyptian, and I have people, you know, Brazilian, awesome. And people from all over that are coming to Esquina Abuela. And I'm walking them over to the little bakery down the block with all the poppies, with all the viejitos hanging out with the big chains. And they get to see the real deal Miami, get the cafe con leche with pan con mantequilla. Or I take them to the Mexican spot down the block, or I take them to get the pupusas, or take them to the Salvadorian place on La Vente. You know, they get to go check out Brico, go check out downtown, go check out South Beach, go check out Wynwood. But don't forget, there's something magical about Alapata.
Super magical.
You know?
Yeah. Let me tell you, the food around your spot is incredible. That spot we went to across the street, was that the pupusas?
The Mexican guy with the truck, the food truck.
Fire.
The food trucks in the area are amazing. And in Vlad, you go to right there in front of Jackson on 36th Street, there's Ayun Chimi. Ayun Chimi for all the Dominicans. Shout out to all the Dominicans in Alapata. Alapada is considered a Dominican neighborhood. You have a lot of Central Americans and Cubans, but it's considered a Dominican neighborhood. Like the park, you know, the Pablo Durante Park on 17th.
Shit.
And I don't know, man. I don't know what else to tell you. Like, I really love that neighborhood. Growing up, you know, it's really part of my history. When I was a kid, I broke my, you know, my face on some of the cement there. Had to get some stitches, so I mean, I got blood in there. I got blood. Tears. You know what I mean? So,
I mean, it's for everything that we've spoken about the place. I don't feel like we've done it justice with how magical it is, because it's super.
You gotta experience it. It's one of those things you gotta see it to believe it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I trust me, I'm the first one to say, yeah, right.
Yeah, George was like, whatever, I don't want to go. I'm not gonna go. And then
wasn't that bad, but I was like, come on,
for bringing
it can't be that bad. It can't be that awesome. And she's like, listen, seriously.
Yeah, till this day, he's like, I wish I could just be there every day. He has graffiti and dogs.
Yes. Yeah, I have six dogs in the property, and they're running around. And then I can't forget to shout out Ignacio.
Ignacio,
he's like the...
I love Ignacio.
Ignacio's like the San Lazaro of Alapada. You know what I mean? He's just such an amazing human being.
He's a
beautiful soul, so he blesses the place. Damn, what was I going with this?
Alapada. You love Alapada.
Yeah, I love Alapada. I know some people are trying to call it WOW, and no, we're not WOW. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, yeah, like, where did that come from?
Like, that's some, like, marketing
what
shit. Some real estate people trying to do something.
Yeah, what does that mean?
WOW means west of Wynwood.
Stop it.
And that's like, dude, you're taking away completely the Alapada name. You know what I'm saying? Like, Alapada is really, like, the heart of Miami, if you really think about it.
That's crazy.
Listen, if anybody was born in Jackson, don't get it twisted. You were not born in downtown. You were born in Alapada. Okay, so if you think about it, how many people were the
wow
any type of emergency you get, or if you were born there, Alapada is it, you know, that's Jackson Hospital.
Man, you know, this is gonna be like some turf war on the map. Like, this is not, is a, you know, someone's gonna say, hey, do you know where west of Wynwood is? You mean Alapada?
Yeah, exactly.
No, west of Wynwood.
No.
Alapada.
For me, once you hit 95 on this side,
that's it.
That's Alapada. I don't know what the city thinks. I don't know what the real estate people think. But for me, once you go over that bridge or under that bridge,
yeah, one of the two. On the other side of that bridge, life changes.
I mean, like I said, there's a lot of good, hardworking people. A lot of blue-collar, hardworking people from Central America, from all over the Caribbean, Dominicans, Puerto Ricans, Cubans, you know, there's Colombians. Hardworking people that sometimes get a bad rap because of some other bullshit going on. But I feel if you don't fear it, something bad's going to happen to you anywhere. You can't run away from it. But if you come here for a good time, I'm telling you, just come humble. That's all I'm saying. You know, because that's the vibe.
We don't want no trouble.
He straight up said, yo, everyone's invited.
Yeah.
But don't start now. Yeah. Yo, for real, like, if y'all don't, you're not familiar with these neighborhoods, they're not the neighborhoods to play games with. I mean, it's as fun and games as we're talking about, because we're from Miami, this is cool. It's how many times have we ran into bad neighborhoods and walked out like nothing? But that's because we're from Miami. But I mean, like, you're not from Miami, this is not the place to fuck around at.
I got my boy, Real Nigga Law.
Shout out to Real Nigga Law. Where is he when you need him? I told you he would come in tonight.
I should have brought him.
You know what? Straight up, Law would have, he would have laid down
the law. He would have been laying down the law.
No, the thing is, I think...
He would have hit me with 16, too.
Nah, he needs his own show. He needs his own for him to really spit. So this guy's like, you know... When back in the days, nobody was shouting out Hialeah, he was out there shouting out Hialeah, and, you know, he had to break a couple of faces because people weren't respecting Hialeah back then. So he really laid down
the law.
You know what I'm saying? For a lot of these other artists that are out there, like, there's also Spaz 305. Another good one is Izquierdo.
Izquierdo. You know, shout like, out Izquierdo.
So many talented people from Hialeah doing their things, and everybody's Hialeah. Doing their things. Everybody doing Hialeah. Their things. And Kendall, like growing up in the 90s, there was always beef with Hialeah and Kendall, but that's some like young shit, that's old school shit now. It's like Dae Connie, we got love for everybody. Like, you know, you see all the artists coming out of Kendall. You got people like, I know Garcia was here for a minute.
Yeah.
You know, him and with his crew are doing crazy hood. That's amazing. Yeah. For them to have a crew that's stuck together for such a long time, they're doing big things. DJ EFN, you know, everything yeah. he's
Shout
doing.
Shout out to EFN and Crazy Hood fam.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is just a little bit of all of the talent that exists in Miami, you know? And it's all like bubbling. Like everybody's like little by little coming out and shining. So, I mean, you I feel have, blessed to be amongst them.
You created a platform for everyone to come through for. You know what I mean? Everyone could come through to this place and just be, you know, have an event, have a show, not have an event, just chill. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just a really good place, man. So, thank you very much for fucking for making this happen. Cool. That's really dope.
Really for sure. Dope.
I want to throw an event at your place.
Yeah, man, that's what it is. Like, whether you want to call it an event or you want to call it a gathering, you know, in the future, I want to also do, I'll be honest with you, man, I really don't like to be very political. But I might have to do, I might have to do some campaigning because, you know, there's a couple of injustices going on in the U.S. and in Florida and Dade County.
And the candidate's name is Law.
Oh, shit. What was I saying about Law already?
Man, Law should have his own show
because
he's a real nigga Law. Yeah, y'all don't know. Law, he starts talking. He's got this demeanor. The moment you see him, you're like, yo, I wonder what he's got to say. Or let's just stray away from him and avoid anything. It's one of the two.
No, I think, that's right. The reason I brought him up because he's big into respect. And as he's talking about doing a manual for out-of-towners on how to act when you come to the hood. Like, when you come anywhere, like, if you're going to go to South Beach and act like a clown, or if you want to go, like, downtown Brick or all these places, you know.
Go to
You got a 50-50 chance of getting slapped. But if you come to the hood and you act like a clown, there's a big chance you're going to get checked. So, he says
basically, it's street law 101 for all the tourists and outsiders.
So they come into the hood, just give them out to people.
You get out of the airport.
Law, I'm calling you out, bro. We gotta get you on the show next.
Bring Law with you next time. Yeah, man. Oh yeah, but man, I'll tell you, like, how we doing on time?
Well, we actually gotta wrap it up. I was about to let you know. So I don't know if you have any specific advice or any shout outs that you want to give before we go, if you have any other events that are coming up, and also drop your social media information so everybody can find you.
And not only that, but what do you have to say to people that have been in that position where they own a property they could do something amazing with?
Magical
things. And actually have an attempt or give it a fair shot to contribute to Miami in this
to the culture.
In this fashion, because you said it yourself, it wasn't easy. But if there's someone that hears this that has an opportunity where they have a property, they could do something with it, you know, there's going to be ups and downs. What is it? You have any words for that person?
Oh, man. I think one of the biggest things I've learned is to get a support group. To get a support group, because, you know, as much as throughout the 3.5 years, there's been times that I felt like I was by myself, that I was doing it alone, and sometimes I was mad at, you know, or family members or friends or whoever I wanted to be mad at, because they weren't helping me enough. And I think that's like kind of a downfall. You have to just keep at it, and people are going to come in and out. Whenever they come in and they help, be thankful that they helped you for that day, for that week, for that month, and then move on. Don't be upset that they're not on your own. Just continue to take that next step, and then somebody else is going to come along, and they're going to put in their little grain, and they're going to help. So throughout the 3.5 years, the only thing constant has been me and Ignacio.
But other than that, a lot of people have come through and contributed. You know, like Andrea has definitely been.
I was going to say, I fight with you all the time.
She fights with me all the time, but she's definitely done a lot of, pushing of my spot and talking about it. So I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for you for having me on the show. And I'm thankful to all the people that have somehow contributed, whether it's with the arts or coming to perform. Let me see. I'm thankful, for all of Dade County, bro.
That
sounded really political.
I mean, it wasn't political. It's pretty.
I might have to go back to FIU and take politics 101 and run for politics in the future.
Governor, mayor.
No, governor. I'm definitely going for Andrew. Andrew Gillum. Yeah, let me go ahead and address that.
Oh, God.
That's important. I'm sorry.
Real quick.
Think we need to go out and.
Politics.
Oh, the mic broke.
Go shoot it.
Well, I met him at Gwen Cherry Park in Liberty City. I really like what he was about. Maybe I don't see eye to eye and everything with him. Maybe our vote doesn't count. But, it just takes a second to go out there and vote. And, the other guy seems like a racist, and I'm just not that route. So because if it was just two candidates, I would not get involved. Mm-hmm. But since one of the candidates seems to be a racist and just a typical good old boy from the South, I'm not with that. So then I have to, regardless of his agenda, I have to put him in because of the symbolic nature of putting Andrew there. Plus, he is a good candidate. And he's from South Miami Heights.
Okay.
No, is it Richmond Heights?
Richmond Heights.
He's from, I'm hungry, so I can't think straight. Richmond Heights. So, the fact that he's from Dade County and now he's up there, he's been the mayor of Tallahassee for a minute and now he's running for governor, he definitely is going to get my vote.
Dale con dale. And with that said, we're going to have to wrap it up.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for coming out, man. Fabian.
Thank you for having me.
An incredible story, incredible event spot that you could do a variety of things at. So I can't wait to see what other events you have there. I hope one day I could do an event at your spot.
100%.
And thank you, Brownie, for not killing me or any of us today. I appreciate that.
I've been good.
Good and distracted. She's plotting and planning over there.
A little bit.
But
before we go, I want to remind everybody that Secret Sundays, DVD for Life, is going down at District 3. Doors open at 12 for VIP, 1 o'clock for general admission. Make sure you guys come out, bring out those heady rigs, and catch a vibe with the DVD team. We also got Take Flight Mondays at G5. So make sure you guys go out for that. We got a lot of special guests coming through for that as well. If you guys missed any of the information for Fabian or for Esquina de Abuela Jalea, make sure you guys get at me on the gram at 305_Brownie. Shout out to Will, shout out to all of Dade County, and thank you to all of our loyal listeners for your support.
Man, if we look at the numbers, we have listeners from Venezuela, Mexico,
Panama,
Costa Rica.
Some places I don't even know where they are.
And then we have all of South Florida. I love the fact that I see all the hoods checking in. I'm not gonna go through the list because I don't have the list in front of me. But
if not, he would.
Of course. But I just want to say thank you for everyone that's listening. If you want to find us on the gram, it's at 305 Radio. I got some pretty dope things coming up for 305 Radio. I haven't even told you about.
Give me an exclusive, bro.
Put me on your next show. We're going to come in October. We have a few things coming up. October, we have a lot of things happening in Miami. A lot of things not happening in Miami. But either way, we're going to talk about it. 305 Magazine, at 305 Magazine, everything. And yeah, word. I'm out.
Got it.